Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Gigi. I just want to do a quick little check-in after last week's episode, because, you know, we were talking about murder and cannibalism and all that. I was going to say good stuff, but it's not good stuff. But I want to give a heads up that I acquired a puppy like a week ago. So if he's like literally like 6 or 7 weeks old. So at this point, I mean, if you hear any type of whining, I'm going to try to edit out as best as I can. But he's asleep right now, so I'm trying to do all this. But y'all, okay, so before I get into the topic of whatever, I just wanted to say I was going to do like the little background of Thanksgiving, because obviously the Thanksgiving that we know about, that we learned in school, is not true. It was a lot of massacre going on around this time, because the first quote unquote first Thanksgiving really wasn't the first Thanksgiving, and I was going to go into this deep dark history of it, and then I was going to be like, this is how it really went. But then I figured maybe not this year, maybe next year. I just felt like maybe we could do a little fun thing for Thanksgiving. We could talk about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, because, I mean, I like watching it because, you know, I like the big-ass balloons and the floats and the whole parade and the music and all that. It's real cute. Fun fact that one of our local high schools here has been going for quite some time, and the band director is my cousin. So shout out to you, James. I don't know if he's still doing it. I don't even know when's the last time they went, because, I mean, I just haven't been paying attention, because, you like, for the past 5 or 6 years, I've been, like, one of the main people cooking, so I don't really get to watch it. I get a little glimpse of it, so that's why I don't know if they've been. And I don't really talk to him like that, but, I mean, he's a cool person, and I just think it's really cool that they get to go and do stuff like that. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into it. The first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was actually known as Macy's Christmas Parade. It was held in 1924, and it began in front of the Macy's department store in New York City. The employees would dress to match whatever the elaborate holiday display was in the window that year. They also had help from animals that they borrowed from the New York Zoo. Thousands of people would gather every year for this. And it wouldn't just be for the parade, but it would be for the works of Anthony Tony Frederick Sarge, a famous puppeteer and theatrical designer. Now, Sarge just wasn't the artistic director behind the window displays, but he was the mastermind behind the whole parade. Now, when this parade began, people loved it because it started to compete with something that they had on Thanksgiving Day called Ragamuffin. And basically, Thanksgiving at this point was known as Ragamuffin Day because this tradition started in the late 1800s. Kids would dress up like they were ragamuffins. And if you don't know what a ragamuffin is, that means, like, you know, back then it was like you were poor and everything. These kids would basically have another Halloween almost. They would dress poorly, like torn up clothes, looked real dirty, you know, they would rub dirt on them and stuff, and they would go from house to house on Thanksgiving, basically collecting food for a Thanksgiving meal, like they were poor. So most people would give them fruits and pennies and, you know, just simple things like that. But by the 1920s, people were annoyed with this. Like, this had been going on, and, like, you couldn't even enjoy your own meal without somebody knocking on your door. And it wouldn't just be like one or two, you know, how, like, it's like Halloween, like countless people would come. So, you know how it is. But like I said, they really enjoy this because this was not something they actually had to pay to do, or like they didn't have to offer anything to like go see this. Like, you know, they would just show up and enjoy it. Now by 1927, Tony had introduced the enormous inflatable cartoons that we basically associate with the parade today. Now, Tony has come from a long line of creative people. His dad was an artist, his grandfather was a woodcarver, and his grandmother was a painter who used to give young Tony a collection of mechanical toys that basically inspired him to basically like make displays and stuff. Like, that's how he started with the whole thing. And he didn't know he really wanted to be a puppeteer until he saw somebody named Thomas Holden, who basically invented the marionettes. Now, if you don't know what a marionette is, it's the little kind of like, well, I guess depending on how you hold it, it's like a little X shape and has like the strings. And that's how you pull the puppets and you make them move around. Now, after Tony saw Thomas, he basically found his calling and he basically began experimenting with puppet designs and, you know, staging them around. And this was like around 1917. Eventually, you know, his things got more sophisticated and he was basically getting paid for this. And he worked with some renowned people. And after World War I, he moved to New York City and his reputation grew fast. And basically, people associated him with being a practical joker, the life of the party, and a tireless worker. Now, he had various ventures. He, you know, he was a designer, the inventor, the illustrator. He worked on cartoons and children's books, mechanical toys, advertising, and, you know, the window displays and the balloons at the parade. Like I said, he could do it all. That's why we have the parade like we have it today. Now that we have, you know, a little history on a Thanksgiving tradition, I kind of want to dive into what we do here at my house. But before that, I want to talk about Friendsgiving because it has become a thing in the past decade that I've seen a lot. I've participated in a few and I'm going to one later on this week, like Tuesday or Wednesday, I think. Yeah. So, y'all, be careful who house you eating at. That's all I'm going to say. Be careful who house you eating at because not everybody can cook and not everybody is clean. I'm just saying that. Like, I know one Friendsgiving, you know, somebody was like, everybody can bring a little something or whatever. And y'all, I'm be honest with you. I'm not eating everybody cooking. I don't care how long I known you. No. I just know for a fact it's nasty or like it's not clean. And I don't eat, y'all, I can't. Like, I want to say this, but like, yes, I do eat out. Yes, I eat out. I do. Now, there's rules and regulations. Them fools have to follow back there. Now, are they following? I pray to God they are. I pray to God they're washing their little funky hands. But y'all, like, I ain't gonna lie, last year I went to somebody's little Friendsgiving and they invited, you know, a couple people I didn't know, which is fine because that's their friends. Like, I ain't gotta be friends with your friends. Like, we can have separate friends, which is fine. But they had some people over there. I just didn't eat it. Baby, I don't know you. I'm not eating your shit. Then on top of that, it has to look good to me and I ain't trying to be funny, but y'all, like I said, just be careful whose food you're eating. Because, I mean, before we ate, some people didn't wash their hands. And, baby, like, you should have been washing your hands anyway. But last year, you know, COVID was still, like, we had just came out of lockdown, basically, for the little short period of time. Like, and you still wasn't washing no hands. That's when I knew right there. I was like, Like I said, like, I can't. I probably shouldn't have went anyway, but I did because, you know, whatever. Anyway, y'all be careful where you eat. Oh, who food you eating? Now, like, if one of my friends was like, I'm cooking everything, I might eat everything. I don't know. But, like I said, I'm not, No, I don't know. She said, you know, we can bring stuff if we want to, but we don't have to. Am I bringing thing? Hell no. I'm gonna tell you that, no. And I'm not being funny. I just have so much that I have to, like, cook this year that I'm not trying to, like, make anything to bring to this. Now, if she said everybody has to bring something, then fine. Baby, I'll bring some box cookies. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring some cookies, and what I'm going to do is get them. I'm going to get, like, the ones from, like, the Walmart deli, and I'm going to just, like, heat them up a little bit in the oven and then put them in, like, the little container. So when people open it, they'll be like, ooh, these is, like, fresh or whatever, because I'll finesse it. It ain't that hard. Y'all got to learn how to do that. But, yeah, I'm not cooking shit. If y'all listen to this and be like, damn, yes, baby, them Walmart cookies. Walmart cookies. But yeah, y'all, like I said, just be careful who you're eating with if you're going to Friendsgiving. Just bring a ham sandwich from home. So you won't be sitting there. I don't know. I just, like I said, baby, I don't know. I can't eat everybody's stuff. So, but if you got a strong iron stomach and your taste buds is not there, by all means, enjoy it. Just be careful. I hope y'all have some ginger ale waiting on you and some antacid. I'll pray for you. So to give a little insight on our family traditions, it's obviously gotten a lot smaller and simpler because it's not a lot of us anymore. Now, in the toxic family thing, I said, like, there's just one side, like, my grandfather's side of the family, we don't really do much with. So for Thanksgiving, it was always, or even like Christmas, like any type of holiday or anything, it's usually like my grandmother, like my mom's mom, her side of the family would come and join us for things. Now, basically, it's just two of them left, like my grandmother and the youngest of the family, her little brother. They're the only two elders left, and he's not really well enough to travel. He doesn't live that far. He lives like an hour and a half away, but it's still one of those things, like, you know, if he can make it, he can. If not, you know, we get it. So back then, you know, it'd be a lot of food. It'd be like some turkeys and some hams, and like they all had, like, you know, multiple children, and they have children and all that stuff. Like my mom, she's the only child, so like us, it was just, you know, basically like if they didn't come for Thanksgiving dinner, like to begin with, it would just be what, five of us. Yeah, so my mom, me and my little sister and my grandparents. And then, like, you know, if they would come, they would bring all their family. So we always had enough food for everybody. And then some days we did just have Thanksgiving here at the house and everyone would come over. So it really depends, like, you know, like, oh, 1 year we're going to have it here, 1 year we're having it. You know how it goes. Like, you know, you pick whose house we're going to have it at, basically. Or, well, we're going to eat here and we'll stop by there later. But, you know, no matter what, we always had food for whoever was coming. But now, since my grandfather's no longer here and, like, basically once, like, people's parents pass away, kind of, like, they kind of just have their own little family. You know how stuff goes. So, stuff like that. But it's fine. So, it's usually just the four of us now. It is my little sister, my mom, my granny, and, of course, me. And the foods change, obviously, over the years. We don't really do the turkey thing anymore because no one really likes turkey here in this house. My mom, she used to buy, like, after my grandfather passed away, that's kind of the last time, well, I don't say the last time we had a turkey. I think we might have had turkey, like, a full turkey twice after he passed away, maybe three times. But after that, we would only do, like, a turkey breast because my mom likes the breast, and I didn't really care for it. I would just eat the legs because that's what my grandfather would eat. So whatever he would eat, well, just about whatever he would eat, I would eat it. But yeah, so we're strictly ham people for the holidays now. We don't do the whole turkey thing. And let's see, what do we not have anymore that we used to have? We used to have stinking ass chitlins. I'm so glad we don't. Fucking hate those things. They're disgusting. I don't care what the hell you do. They stink no matter how much you clean them. I am sorry. Do not invite me to your house if it stank like chitlins. I'm so fucking sorry. I will not come. Like, I refuse to walk in that bitch. And you can smell them from the outside of your house. That's how bad they are. I hate them. And they're disgusting. I've tried to eat them twice in my life. Try to, because my grandfather would ask. I can't do it. They're nasty. My mom refuses to have them in the house with my granny. My granny doesn't get them, so I don't know. She ain't had them and can't tell when. So my mom refuses to fix those. So, yeah. And since she comes over here, she's not going to have them. We haven't really had a pecan pie since he's passed away. Because he was, like, him and my grandmother, the main one to eat them. My grandmother, like, it didn't kill her, like, if we had or not. But that was something he really liked. As long as we have a sweet potato pie, she's okay. But, yeah, I feel like that's the only thing that we don't have anymore is stinking-ass chitlins, turkey, and pecan pie. Yeah. But, y'all, we have everything else, like, that we used to basically have for, like, ever. Like, the basic things, like, we have the dressing and stuff. And we have mashed potatoes, but I've been in charge for the past
I don't know. I want to say like 4 or 5 years. And I can't. Okay, y'all. I cook more than just the mashed potatoes. But like these mashed potatoes are something I call holiday potatoes. And these are my specialty for like the holidays, obviously. Now, I think there is a dish called holiday potatoes and it's not this. But yeah, we have them. So we modified them from the regular mashed potatoes and stuff. And then like sometimes we just have a potato salad and everything. And I just, I care less about those. But yeah. And, you know, we have macaroni. Like I said, we had dressing. And then we got the ham. We have the cranberry sauce. Obviously, the canned one. The little jelly one. Not the chunks of cranberries and all that stuff. But the nice jelly with the lines from the cans, you can see. What else do we have? Oh, we have apple pie. Like I said, sweet potato pie. Stuff like that. Like, y'all, we be having the good shit. And I feel like there's other stuff I'm forgetting. And I really can't remember. Like, we have green beans and things like that. Y'all, I don't know, but, like, we basically eat, like, the same thing every year, but I feel like Thanksgiving, it's just, like, a little bit fancier, a little bit better or something, and, like, my sister makes her macaroni, and this is the only time she makes macaroni is Thanksgiving and Christmas, like, that's the only time she'll cook it. It's pretty good. I really like her macaroni, but, like I said, I'm just a sides person. I don't really care about the meat, so if I put, like, a slice of ham on there, that's about it. I'm really just there for the sides. And it's not because I cooked it. It's just, I really don't care. Like, I just don't be feeling like, I don't know. I guess because, like, there's certain things that we don't get to eat. You're right. Like, I feel like I can eat ham anytime. Like, I can have a ham sandwich if I want to. I don't know. Like, everybody's, like, so excited for the food. It's not, I don't know, y'all. It's just, like, I love the food. Don't get me wrong. Everything is always great. Like, no matter what. Like, the ham is delicious. Like, the turkey would be great. I'm just a sides person. Like, that's what it really is for me. Like, you'll catch me with more sides than anything. So, like, I'll put the candy and mashed potato, all that stuff together, like, right there on my plate. And it'll be touching and trading flavors. And it's so good. Like, that's what I want. That's what I look for the holidays. And then actually, like, spending time with my family at that point in time until we get into it. Because, you know, that's how we are. That's how we are. Especially me and my sister. And then, or my sister and mom, they'll get into it. So, it's normal. Little Thanksgiving, little argument or whatever. But, yeah, like, you know, we'll sit there and we'll chill and we'll watch, like, some movies. We'll hang out and drink some wine or whatever. And we might play a couple little games and stuff. Like, we don't really... Well, I guess now, because it's uneven, like, we don't play, like, spades or whatever, because you have to have a partner, and my granny don't really play that stuff. But, yeah, like, we'll play, like, Uno or these little board games. Like, you know, we'll just have a good time. We'll sit there, and then we'll play with animals, and we're just chilling, and, you know, people are watching football if they come over, or my mom is watching it by herself, because, my team... If they play, y'all, they disappoint me. I like the New York Giants. So, if they're playing, you know, I might watch them. If not, I don't care about the other games. Like, it. Like I said, I'm just chilling. Most of the time, I'm cooking anyway, so I don't get to enjoy nothing anymore. Like, when I was younger, I would kind of help. But then I would kind of walk off and be like, fuck it, I'm about to go play or do something. But now, like, since I'm, like, me and my sister are the main people in charge of cooking now. I'm gonna do shit. Like, we might go and take some pictures, but they're not, like, we don't get to do nothing. Like, now I see why, like, the older folks would be like, I ain't cleaning up after you, I ain't doing all this shit, because, like, yeah, it takes a lot out of you to cook, especially, like, all that food. Ugh. That's why I'm not having no kids, y'all. Because I ain't about to be cooking all that food for no damn body. I'm going to go to somebody else's house. My sister's the one that says she wants kids. So she can cook all this food for these folks. And I'm going to come over. And I'll get my little plate and leave. Because I ain't cleaning up nothing either. Like, I ain't coming over there for that. But yes, y'all. That's my little Thanksgiving tradition holiday. And you're probably like, what the fuck kind of holiday? Y'all, it's really not that bad. Like, everyone's is different, obviously. But it's actually really fun. I really appreciate it. Because if anything, my cousins will come over. And we'll all chill and hang out. And everything. I like it. I might stop by. See my cousin if she doesn't come over. But she'll more than likely come over this year. And yeah, y'all. It's great. And I hope y'all have a super Thanksgiving. And you know, if you're... Y'all, if you don't have family for Thanksgiving. And you're like, you're only doing a Friendsgiving. Because that's all you have. Enjoy it. Even though I was talking about the shit all about not eating everybody's food, I mean, you can still enjoy it. Like, you can still, like, enjoy the games and the conversation and all that stuff. Like, you know, family doesn't have to be blood. That's all I'm saying. Family really doesn't. So, y'all take care of yourself this holiday. Enjoy whatever you're doing. If you're not doing jack shit, shit, enjoy that. Live your life. If you're just going to sit there and eat chicken tenders for Thanksgiving, hey, do it. You, let me tell you something. Don't go broke trying to feed people that you aren't going to see after today. Don't. I'm just saying that now because I know people who go all out for Thanksgiving and don't have nothing else in their house to eat besides like they spend all their money, like they'll spend one check or two checks on food, knowing they live paycheck to paycheck just to sit here and try to impress folks and have a good meal. And I get it. Everybody wants to have, you know, their family to have a nice meal and everything, but you don't have to go and full out and have 20 sides of $50 butterball turkey. Like, you don't have to do all that. Like, literally, I know some people who don't even do a traditional Thanksgiving stuff. Like, they change up. Even on Christmas, they don't have regular Christmas food. They change up. Like, if you have a nice lasagna for Thanksgiving, because, I mean, you really could, you could spend like $50 on a lasagna and it could feed a lot of folks. Like, you could have a bunch of meats and cheeses and vegetables all in there. And there you go. And you get some garlic bread and y'all be chilling and you're good. Like, you don't have to sit there and spend a lot of money because you still have to survive for the rest of the month or the upcoming months. Like, some people only get paid like twice a month, say like the 15th and the 30th. You spent your whole check on the 15th for food and then you have to like pay your bills for the third on with the check from the 30th. Then you still don't have money or food until the next 15th. So, like I said, just make sure you're watching your budget and all this stuff and doing what needs to be done. And stop trying to impress people. It's just the damn holidays. Like, you don't have to do shit. Like, and if you can't afford to feed all them damn folks, don't have all them folks come to your house. I'm just saying. If you know that your budget will only allow you to supply food for like 5 people, do not sit there and invite 20 people. Some things you can make stretch, but I really don't think you can make like a turkey stretch that far unless you literally are just cutting like a little itty bitty piece of turkey for all these folks, which you can make it work. But I know how grown-ups are and I know how they eat and I don't think that's going to suffice. But hey, do what you want to do. Like I said, just don't go broke trying to impress these folks by doing the most. If it's really that necessary, tell them to bring some shit. That's all I'm going to say. Like, you don't have to sit there and try to do everything on your own. If that's the case, if you want all these folks to come over, ask them for help. Like, you don't have to do everything. Hell, I wouldn't want to cook for that many damn people anyway, because I don't have the time or the patience. So, like I said, y'all, just take care of yourself and enjoy your holidays. And I will talk to y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.